With so many of us checking our clocks around midnight tonight, it might be a good time to ask, what time is it exactly? For that, we turn to the people at NIST, the National Institute of Standards and Technology in Boulder, Colorado. Scientists at this facility carry out world-class research on everything from computer chips to smart power grids. NIST is also home to some of the world's most accurate atomic clocks.
The National Institute of Standards and Technology is in charge of all weights and measures. For instance, how long is a meter or how much is a kilogram? Well, we're in charge of how long is a second. And the accumulation of that, of course, constitutes the time of day.
That's John Lowe, who oversees the Time and Frequency Services Group at NIST. He says the atomic clocks at the NIST labs are extremely accurate. How accurate?
10 to the 18, which is now approaching 1 second in a billion years.
Now, none of us run our schedules that tightly, but keeping track of accurate time is necessary to run this technological world we live in. Today's banking and computer networking systems rely on accurate time, as do electrical utilities that produce the electricity coming out of your wall outlet. Of course, GPS depends on highly accurate time. That's how your Garmin can guide you so accurately as you drive your car. But if you want to know the exact time, you don't need a cesium atomic clock in your basement. All you need is a cell phone.
Wake me up at 7 a.m. tomorrow.
Okay, I set it for 7 a.m.
The clock on your phone is linked to the National Institute of Standards and Technology clocks. This isn't so you don't miss an appointment, but rather to make the phone work properly. Again, John Lowe.
Cell phones require highly accurate time interval information in order to keep their frequencies in sync. It's one of the ideas that used to happen when you travel with your cell phone and you go from one cell tower to the next and your call would get dropped. The reason your call was dropped was because they had poor timing synchronization between the two. That has been resolved now by using NIST as a standard reference. And so every cell tower in the country now somehow finds their way back calibration-wise towards the National Institute of Standards.
Now, if you're a real time buff and need the sharpest synchronization possible, you can call the NIST labs and listen to a feed from one of the atomic clocks.
At the tone, 1 hour, 16 minutes, coordinated universal time.
But if you're coordinating your clocks right now, it's probably not a good idea to use any of the cues you hear on the TV or radio. The time you hear on radio broadcasts, for example, is way out of whack.
It's 6 o'clock on Tuesday, the 31st of December. Good morning. This is Today.
The sound you're hearing right now is about 15 seconds late. Utah Public Radio uses a profanity delay, which adds 8 seconds to our broadcast. Add to that the delay in digitizing and delivering the signal, and you're already late for the prom. And since we're on the topic of time, John Lowe and his colleagues in the Time Labs remind us about this minor detail.
Most people probably don't realize that January 1st has not always been the first day of the year. It used to be March 1st. And if you think about the days and names of the months, it makes a bit of sense. December should be the 10th month of the year. October should be the 8th month of the year. And yet they've been moved by 2 months. We, in the 1500s, moved the calendar around to accommodate religious services. And now we have January 1st as the first day of the year, as opposed to March 1st.
So at midnight tonight, forget the ball at Times Square and turn down the BBC. It's probably best just to check your phone. I'm Matt Jensen. Happy New Year from Utah Public Radio.